there's a lot of optimism around the Canadian men's team, more than I can remember in a long time. A lot of that, I think, comes from the fact that John Herdman, I think there's a certain amount of stardust in some ways associated with John Herdman, and he's now running the men's program. Of course, the focus on Alphonso Davies has been great for the men's program. We've seen the emergence of Jonathan Osorio. It just seems as if there's a lot of good things happening with the program. And one of those things, if you talk to people around the program, one of the key things that have happened in September 2016 when Scott Arfield was capped for the Canadian men. He's got ties to Canada through his father. Scott Arfield, a long career in Scottish soccer and in the Premiership as well, currently playing for Glasgow Rangers, and he joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Scott, thanks for joining us. Thanks for your patience while I went through that little announcement. So you're playing for Glasgow Rangers. You played Glasgow Celtic last Sunday, one of the great rivalries in sports. Big crowd, pitched rivalry. Now you're going to be playing the U.S. Virgin Islands at a facility, more than a stadium, actually, in Bradenton, Florida. That really does seem like night and day from my perspective.
Yeah, it does. It certainly does. Obviously, regarding the crowds and the noise, I think, but as professional soccer players, you need to play the game. You need to play 11v11 on a football pitch, and you need to take the noise out as much as possible either. So I think it's a test of your character to get motivated into these games as easy as to get motivated against, as you said, the likes of Celtic or playing in the Premier League like I did for so many years there. So it's a test of your character and your mental fatigue to go and prepare for these games as important as other ones.
Scott, you were capped. This will be your 13th cap. You joined in September 2016. That's also, I believe, your third manager in that time of the Canadian program. How different is John Herdman from the other managers you've had? And what have you been able to notice in early days, admittedly, but what have you been able to notice about John Herdman as manager?
Yeah, very different. I think in terms of tactics, he's very meticulous in how he wants to work, especially in the midfield where I'm playing at the minute in the rotation. So I've took great notice in John's tactics straight away. I think his attention to detail is fantastic. I think we've been needing that ever since I've come into the camp. I think that's the one kind of criticism that we had, that there was always basics that we fell to a certain standard. And I think now under John, I don't think that's going to be a problem for us. I think, as I say, the attention to detail is magnificent. So as players, you know exactly what you're doing on the field in the heat of the battle.
It almost seems as if that's a measure of his confidence in the players too, isn't it? It's like, you know, when you're comfortable with your kids and you think they've matured enough, you can give them the important things. You can introduce the sharp objects to them, right?
Yeah, of course. I think by far this is the strongest squad that I've seen in Canadian men's soccer so far. So I think it makes it quite easy. I think it's coming at a perfect time that this program now is thriving with the standard of the players, where the standard of the league that they're playing in, the MLS, is getting better within year on year. So I think we've got maybe 50-60% of the players is North American based. So I think and then in Europe we're playing at good standards. So I think the standard of the player is, in the last 2 years since I've come into the program, it's got a lot better. So I think John's come in at the perfect time just to put that attention to detail and hopefully hit the ground running in these games.
Now, I know that you've got a meeting in a couple of minutes, so we unfortunately don't have you as long as we'd like, but I do want to ask you, a lot of focus on one of your younger teammates, Alphonso Davies, of course, the Nike commercial, a lot of people talking about that. But, I mean, you've played with and seen a lot of good young players. How do you rate Alphonso Davies?
Yeah, right up there. I think he's by far the most kind of potential to go and become what people think he's going to become. I think he's still a kid. He's still a kid in his head, which I think is a fantastic thing to have. I don't think he's interested in the limelight. I think he's a team player. Since I met him 2 years ago, he's not changed one bit, really. So I think that's it speaks volumes of him as a player. He's, the people around him, obviously, that associate with him. I think Vancouver's done a fantastic job to to keep a hold of him and mature him and nurture him into the player and the person that he is. So I think he's a testament to himself. He's a credit to everyone around him. So I can see great things for him. But now he goes to Germany, it's going to be a different atmosphere, a completely different environment that he's been used to. But I think he'll take that into consideration, and I really do think he's going to become one of the best kids in the world of football.